Kirakoto, welcome to the Bad Monkey Music Show. Get ready for some new alternative and indie music with me, the Bad Monkey. I shall be playing some new music from New Zealand, some from abroad, and these are tracks that are often not getting a lot of commercial airtime, and that's why I play them. And hopefully you get to enjoy them here with me on the Bad Monkey Music Show. I am absolutely proud to be part of the Radio 13 Music Collective, so find out more about us at radio13.co.nz. We play only what we like to play for your listening pleasure. So if you have any tracks, all the artists out there, send them to us. We often get lots of cool stuff. Send them to us at radio13.co.nz, and we go through them, we listen to them, the whole team picks what they like, and we add it to our playlist. This is episode 5, and on this particular episode, I will be featuring new music by Levi, Miss June, Dirty Pixels, Beacon Bloom, and many others. And I shall also be sharing my interview with young singer-songwriter Marianne Lee. That's coming up very soon. So stay tuned, don't touch that dial. We're live today here in Planet FM studio. The sun is shining. It's a Sunday morning. And here is my first song. We can start with a bang from Wukong, the Monkey King. Wukong the Monkey King, and that was a track called Who. Wukong the Monkey King is a five-piece band from Auckland, and that track was taken from their second album that was just released called 21st Century Time Travelling. We reviewed it at Radio 13 by Sam Smith, one of our writers, and he's also a radio DJ. And we gave it actually a 4-star. So head on over to radio13.co.nz to read more about this awesome band. And also catch them at their album release party at the Audio Foundation this coming Saturday. And entrance is free, so there's no excuse not to go.
Step off the busy planet with a program of classical music on The Classical Connection. Sounds to soothe, enlighten, enrich, and maybe connect you to music from Ligeti to Philip Glass, Bach to Fauré. I'd be delighted if you can drop in to listen with me, Claire Martin, on this journey through 1,000 years of incredible music. Join me every fourth Saturday night at 8:30 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or you can stream anytime on planetaudio.org.nz/The Classical Connection.
voice of Tony Randall from Ireton Hall, an art folk band from Auckland. And that track, Constant, was taken from their sophomore album, Spaces, that was released on Marigold Music last May. Here's a special message from us to Tony and her band. Can we please have this gorgeous music on vinyl? You're listening to The Bad Monkey on my show every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. on 104.6 FM. Some weeks ago, I saw a young singer-songwriter sing at a youth festival in West Auckland. The festival was called Vibe, and it was hosted by the Corban Estate, Art Estate. It was a very small stage for this incredible artist who had such powerful songs and lyrics. So I invited this talented young artist to come and have a chat with me at the studio here, and here is part of our conversation. So have a listen to this interview I had with singer-songwriter Marianne Lee.
Hey, nice to be here. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Now that I see you here in the studio, I hear this is your first sort of radio interview. Is that right?
Yeah, this is my first radio interview.
Well, we love making memories here at Radio 13. So tell me about yourself.
I'm 16 and I currently go to Barrideen College in Remuera. And I started songwriting when I was 10 years old. Yeah, and so I started writing, I think, a lot more when I was 12. And, like, I just started writing kind of every day. And as things happened to me in life, instead of kind of dealing with it, I just kind of write a song about it. And that helped me deal with it a lot.
Okay.
And in the past 2 years, it's really developed, and I used to be really shy to share my songs, and not many people knew I wrote them. But then when I was kind of around 14 or 15, I decided to be more open about it, which was really hard for me because I'm naturally quite shy, but recently I've become more confident.
Okay.
It was quite hard for me, but some people were really mean about it, but others were really encouraging, like my mom. She's always been really, really encouraging. My family has been really encouraging of me.
That's lovely.
Yeah. And so I really came out of my shell at around 15, I think. And I showed people my songs and I started entering competitions.
Okay.
I entered Play It Strange when I was 15 and I ended up getting through.
Play It Strange, I believe Mike Chun is the CEO.
Yeah. He's really great. He's really nice. And I was selected, I think it was the top 40 people that applied, and I was able to record my song at Roundhead, which was so cool.
Oh, it's just magical, isn't it?
It was amazing. Yeah. I really felt like Taylor Swift. And so I got to record that, and I released it on Spotify and on iTunes. And
and what was the name of the song that you have on Spotify that you recorded in Roundhead?
It's called You.
You?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay.
Yeah. And I wrote that, I think, when I was 14.
Okay.
When you met me at Vibe, mm-hmm. At the Vibe Youth Festival, I was on stage and there were like 5 people listening.
Right.
And I remember thinking on stage, I was like, oh, no one's listening. Like, it's really disheartening. But then I got off stage and everyone was so nice about it. And I guess it doesn't matter if you're performing to a crowd of 200 people if you don't connect with them. Because the 5 people that I did connect with, it was really special. And to hear that some people cried during my performance was amazing, I think.
Some people cried, including me, after your performance, and I'm not shy to say that. You write some very incredibly moving songs, I feel.
Thank you.
And as for me, I believe your songs and your lyrics transport me back to when I was young, many, many, many moons ago. But it did take me to a time when I felt I was perhaps a little bit more innocent and naive and trying to discover life, as you are now in your journey. And that's sort of nostalgia, and it's very special. And you're right. I think that connection that you make to people through those songs that you write is incredibly moving.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. That's really, I think that's one of the nicest compliments.
Well, you have it now recorded on radio.
So. Yeah, I can use that.
So tell me, I know you said Taylor Swift is an inspiration, is your inspiration. Tell me why. What is it about Taylor Swift that inspires you so much?
Well, I think that because she was so young and she had such a drive and she was so dedicated to what she was doing, and she had so many people telling her that she couldn't do it, but she did anyway, and she proved them all wrong. And now she's one of the biggest stars today. And I think she's not only in it for money, I think it's always been music for her, to, like, that's driving her towards it. And as well as she wants to make change in the business so that it benefits artists. Like a few years ago when she wrote that letter to Apple, did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
she wanted artists to be able to earn more off their music.
Right.
Because she understands, especially now, because people no longer really buy CDs or in stores, it's more online, and it's a lot easier to for the artist to not get the money that they deserve. I think that it's amazing that she truly wants to make change. And I think, like today, when I was getting ready, like I told you, I was just watching her first radio show. You can see she's just so humble, and she really knows where she came from. And so I think the fact that she writes all her own music, like her lyrics are amazing. They're incredible. And I think that the stories she tells are amazing. How talented and driven she is, I think that's what inspires me.
I feel that a quality we should all have is tenacity and perseverance, because we feel, right, as artists, mm-hmm. we feel perhaps more than individuals who tend to want to build barriers and not be caught up in the emotional whirlwind that we get ourselves into. So it takes incredible bravery, I think, to be able to face that and to persevere, as you said, through...
It's the hardest thing.
Yes, because you need to be able to feel to write, am I correct?
Yeah, exactly. And someone said something like all musicians have to be sad to, or like artists have to be sad to make good work. And it's because you have to be in touch with your emotions. You have to really feel them, and it's hard.
It's a dark place sometimes.
Yeah.
So I want to now ask you about a workshop I believe you just recently attended in Christchurch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that.
My music teacher emailed me this application form to go to Christchurch and work with Bikaranga, who is an incredible musician and songwriter. And I did not think I would get in. So I applied for it just on a whim. And then I got an email that I got in. So I was really surprised. And then I just told my mum, and we booked tickets straight away to Christchurch.
Lovely.
I had no idea what I was in for. It was really amazing, though. When I got there the first day, because it was a three-day kind of course, and there were about 10 of us that attended.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, we just discussed the industry and how Bikaranga made it and how she developed herself in her talents. And the second day, we got into songwriting. We had an hour and a half sessions. We had 3 hour and a half sessions, and then we'd come back and discuss. And the last day, we shared our songs. And I ended up writing a song that I'm going to put on an EP that I'm working on.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, and I got some really great feedback from Bic, and she was really lovely about it. She said that she loved the song, and it was great to just talk with musicians. It wasn't about money, and it wasn't about, like, being in any kind of art, it's really competitive. And it wasn't about that. It was about helping each other and listening to each other, which was amazing.
Incredible. Keep writing. So tell us, you have a new song that's going to come out?
Yeah, I have a song called Best of Me that's coming out on the 23rd of July. And the crazy thing is, I don't relate to the song. Nothing happened to me. Like, I performed it at my school talent show, and everyone asked me, like, who hurt you? No one hurt me. Like, I'm actually really happy, but it sounds like I'm really sad. And I think that's really powerful in music. And I hope that people can relate to the song. So I wrote it really quickly, and I decided, yeah, I want to perform this for RockQuest. And so I played it over and over and over. And I recorded it on my phone, and then I listened to it before I went to sleep that night. So it would, like, play in my head.
Subconsciously.
Yeah. And then I somehow remembered it for RockQuest. And I'm so thankful I played it, because I ended up getting first in RockQuest.
Oh, brilliant. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what does the future hold for Marianne?
I would love to release a few albums. Absolutely. I'm working on an EP now.
Okay.
But I would love to release lots and lots of music, because I just love it so much. And I think if I ever got to meet Taylor Swift, that would make my life. I would just say thank you.
Well, Taylor does come to New Zealand quite a bit, so I'm sure one day your dream will come true.
Yeah, maybe. If I got to perform with her, that would be insane.
With your potential and with your passion for music, I don't think that is just a dream. I believe it will be reality for you one day.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne, for being on the show, and I wish you all the best. We look forward to hear more music from you.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to my interview with Marianne Lee.
And here is an acoustic version of her new song, the one she mentioned in the interview, recorded right here on the Bad Monkey Music Show.
Butterflies, they fill me up. Didn't think it would ever stop. I look at you and the world turns blue. Strange to say that all the gray is because of you.
Radio13.co.nz if you cannot live without music. We offer unbiased reviews of music across all genres and photography by some of the best music photographers today. Listen to our Radio 13 DJs live on Planet FM 104.6 every Saturday night 8:30 p.m. and every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. or anytime on planetaudio.org.nz. This is episode 5 of the Bad Monkey Music Show, and you are with me this Sunday morning. And earlier on, you heard that beautiful track recorded here right in the Planet FM studio by Marianne Lee. Keep an eye out, ear out for her, because she is one talented individual, and we look forward to hear more music from her. So now it's time to wake up, because this is Miss June. Track, and that was a track called Enemies by Miss June, a second single from their debut album. We are absolutely starstruck by it, and what a furious track by Annabelle and her team of mates, teammates, band. The debut album titled Bad Luck Party will be released on French Kiss Records this coming September. And do catch Miss June coming up in Wellington in, I believe, August the 1st. And Whammy, August the 2nd. Now, here's a new hypnotic track by Christchurch-based electronic collective called Beacon Bloom. This is a track called Rocket.
And now turns red. Flashes
that is Ryan Ferris on vocals, James Ellen, who's a lawyer by day, interestingly, and a multi-instrumentalist by night. And that song, Rocket, also featured Tom Harris on piano and Frankie Daly on synth. Keep an eye out on this band, because I am. I just love that song. And look out for some other news music that they will release in the coming months. I believe Tel Aviv is the next one that we expect in August. You are with me, the Bad Monkey, on 104.6 FM. It is now just slightly past 5 p.m. And I love to play you now a song from Levi, a New Zealand singer-songwriter. And this is Eyes of a Child.
I've noticed all the same old things that I have always seen. Though my perspective was bound to change from how I've learned to be. I remember when it was all beautiful. If my memory serves me right, has the world changed from when I was young? Or have I? Let us see the world twice through the eyes of a child, and once through the eyes of a man. Such a man would have seek redemption. Such a man would have been born again. Oh, let us see the world again through the eyes of a child, and not through the eyes of a man. Such a man would have to learn forgiveness. Such a man would have to lose it all to find himself again. Da 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 da. Oh. I've held onto a chain of thoughts I never used to have. And my perception has gone astray to judge another man. I remember when it was like paradise. If my memory serves me right, has the world changed from when I was young? Or have I? Let us see the world twice through the eyes of a child, and once through the eyes of a man. Such a man would have seek redemption. Such a man would have been born again. Oh, let us see the world again through the eyes of a child, and not through the eyes of a man. Such a man would have to learn forgiveness. Such a man would have to lose it all to find himself again. Seek redemption. Such a man would have been born again. Oh, let us see the world again through the eyes of a child, and no longer through the eyes of a man. Such a man would have to face his demons. Such a man would have to lose himself and relearn again. And relearn again.
Such a divine track, and that was New Zealand singer-songwriter Levi, who together make up with his band the Levi Lights On Project. Well, it's time now for the Bad Monkey Weekly Shoutout. And this week, I am going to give a shout-out to Maybe Mars, which is the largest independent record label in China. And this is a label that's based in Beijing after they were launched in 2007. And they are very deeply rooted in the underground music scene. They do have a vast network domestically in China itself, but also internationally as well. And they do represent a huge lineup of artists from China who are in rock, punk, experimental, noise. The list goes on. I would love to play for you now a track from one of the most revered indie rock bands that's on the Maybe Mars label. This is PK14 with a track called Dead Realm. Ooh, I must apologize. I was a little bit too quick on the draw there. That was not actually Dead Round. That was a track by Dirty Pixels. So let me get it right now. This is PK14. Yes, this is now familiar. PK14 with a track called Dead Round. That was Dead Round by Giants of the Chinese Indie Rock Scene, PK14, on the Maybe Mars record label. So now let's properly listen to Julipa by Auckland band Dirty Pixels. And that was the first single from their second EP, which I believe will be out later this year. The band is off to New Zealand with Smokestack Slim, and I think they just played Auckland. So now they're off to Moon One in Wellington, the Crown Hotel in Dunedin, and Dark Room in Christchurch. So check out their website and Radio 13 for more details about their tour. So here now is an important safety and maybe rather funky message by Jesse and the Volunteers.
You have been absorbed by your phone, and I don't want to hear that you're all alone. It's a killing brain cells on TV.
station. If you're lucky, a clarendon in this day and age, it isn't me. Bring back the bullets and days that can fail. You got borrowed face. In 1950s was a different face. You got took a bus because my legs ache. I danced all day this week and go on, and now I can't carry myself. Cause the people on the bus are out of touch, and they don't even listen if you tell them that. And don't agree with my opinion or don't, cause they got their faces on the phone. They got the phone face. The 1950s was a different face. You got the mirror, did you like this year, or could you handle your name being devil or be right? Where is the mystic man? I'm screaming a call, been turning to an app on your bloody phone. You got balloon face, in 1950s it's a different race. You got
frustrated with your phone, there is now a song about it. That's Phone Face by Jesse and the Volunteers, and you have to check out their cool little video on YouTube. It's a lot of dancing going on in Viaduct and smashing a phone, so I love that song. Phone Face, Jesse and the Volunteers.
When I take a walk, candy's in my pocket. When I go candies in my bag, I like mint candies best. They make me relax. When I have a sore throat, I eat honey candies.
Walk, candies in my pocket. When I go on
Candy Power by Shonen Knife, Japanese punk rock trio. So kawaii. That was sisters Naoko, vocals and guitar, Atsuko on bass, and Risa on drums. So, the reason why I played that is because we get to enjoy their candy-filled fantasy here soon in New Zealand, coming November, when the band will come and visit and play Wellington, Raglan, and Auckland. Well, we are now at the last part of my show. So thank you for joining me. This is the end of episode 5 of the Bad Monkey Music Show. I'm here, 104.6 FM, every Sunday, 12:30 PM we start. Thank you for spending the hour with me. Follow me also at radio13.co.nz. So until the next time, stay well, stay cool, peace and love always.
Help but notice this Mexican just staring at me. Or was it my monkey? I couldn't be sure. It's not like you've never seen a monkey in rollerblades and dungarees before. Now don't test my patience, 'cause we're not about to run.
How did I get mixed up with this fucking monkey anyhow?